provincial immigration programs targeting entrepreneurs exist in almost every province in Canada, and it is up to each province to define and implement its own PMP entrepreneur program. Although every entrepreneur PMP is different, they all share the overarching provincial objective of performance-based selection and share almost identical structures. For these programs, the applicant must buy or start a business in the province. Bear in mind that not all businesses are eligible. And the applicant must show and prove minimum net worth, minimum investment, managerial experience, education, language skills, job creation, and other requirements that each province has defined based on its wants and needs. For example, if you're starting or buying an ICT business in Ontario, you need to have a minimum net worth of $400,000 and commit to a minimum investment of $200,000. While these figures for Northwest Territories are $250,000 and $150,000 respectively. When the entrepreneur meets the basic requirements and the proposed business is accepted by the province, the provincial government signs a contract, aka performance agreement, with the applicant that includes specific obligations that the applicant must fulfill in order to expect a nomination from the province, something he or she needs for permanent residence. In practice, the applicant will get a closed work permit to go to the province and start working on the business and will have until the deadline is stipulated in the performance agreement to fulfill the obligations in order to be nominated to receive permanent residency. For more and detailed information about these programs, I recommend you watch the 7th episode of Canadian Chapter.